Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We will continue with your phone calls in this hour. After we talk to Brett Darrow, I promised to get on the show. He is the fella who started videotaping police wanting to search his car at checkpoints. And so the incredible harassment and bizarre behavior began. The stalking began. He'll be joining us. But here is a police officer wanting to ask him questions. He doesn't want to answer them. So the cop says, I can frame you. I can set you up. Here it is.
How are we doing? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you parking here?
Can I park here? It's a commuter lot, right?
Yeah, but we have problems at nighttime.
Okay.
We're working in cars. Do you have any idea on you?
Yeah, I do. Did I do something wrong?
Yeah, this is a vehicle right now.
I'm what?
You are a suspicious vehicle right now.
In a commuter parking lot?
Yeah, you are, because we have car keys in here. Yeah, you're
so
right.
I can park right here.
You want me? You want to come out of the car? Come on. Come on. Come on.
You
want to try me? You want to try me tonight? You think you have a bad night? I will ruin your night. You want to try me? Do you want to try me, young boy? You want to try me tonight, young boy? You want to go to jail for some reason I come up with? You want to see who knows the law better, me or you? My experience compared to your young huh? Ever get smart mouth with a cop again, I show you what a cop does. You understand me? Try and talk back. Talk back to me again. Not be I say you resist arrest or something. You wanna come up with something? I come up with 9 things. Do you wanna try something?
No, I don't.
Wait here.
Well, I was coming toward me, you were swerving back and forth between the roadway.
Okay? I might give you a ticket for that. Can we come up with some more? When you turned in, you feel you use your turn signal, the right turn signal. Wanna try me some more? Huh? Come on. Give me an attitude a little bit more. I bet you I can guarantee I close this car by the time I'm done. You want to try me now? Give me a little bit more lift. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Give me some more lift. You're done?
I don't have any
problem. You're about ready to get it. You already started your problem with your attitude. Did we have a bad night, boy? Huh? Answer me. Or I'll lock you up in a spot with a police officer's command. Yeah. You want me to show you? You want me to lock you up and show you that I'm right and you're wrong?
No, I don't.
You want me to show you the ball?
No, I know. Sean used to work here.
Sean who? You my buddy, my best friend?
Yeah.
Okay, he's my best friend. Oh, good. Well, you gonna call him from? You can't even sort of thin line to see what he says that you got lucky and walked away from me.
All right.
Why is that?
We have Brett Darrow on the line. We're about to break. But first off, Brett, I salute you. This all started when you got tired, I guess, of being pulled over to checkpoints that they set up to search everybody. And then it turned into you having the camera every time they pulled you over. And now you're being stalked. But millions of people are aware of what you're doing, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I'm getting a lot of support.
You're a great American man, not a young boy.
Thank you.
Now, I'd read some of your comments and seen some statements, but is that accurate? I mean, why did you start going around videotaping the police?
Well, basically it was a couple incidents I had with them, and they just overstepped their power, what I believed. And I thought, well, nobody's going to believe me. I'm a young person, and nobody's going to believe me over a police officer, so I might as well get some evidence of it.
Absolutely. Now, it seemed like 6, 8, 9 months. I don't remember now. I played that first clip where you're coming up to the checkpoints. You turn the camera on. They're searching all the cars, and you say no. I want to come back and go through that story and kind of chronicle blow by blow in the next 20 minutes or so exactly what's happened and some of the things that you've dealt with and faced. Is there a particular website or place where you've got all this posted in one spot?
I've got the videos on video.google.com, and you can just search for Cop Gone Wild, and it'll bring up my other videos as well. And also the newspaper.com has a lot of information.
Yeah, they're great folks. We've been linking and carrying their stuff as well. We'll be right back with Brett Darrow. One man and a camera can make quite a change.
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of my friends, who I've known for about 8-9 years, done some video work, some camera shooting for us. He drives a wrecker. And he got tired of cops pulling him over, being mean to him, and saying weird things to him. He said most cops were nice, but some were just crazy. So he started carrying a camera in his car. And then cops yelled at him about that, so he hid one in the glove compartment with a pen camera. And the cops pull him over, but he did that in his private car, and they want to search his car, and he tells them they can't, but they go ahead and do it. And this is on YouTube. This happened like a year ago, and they're digging around, and he just goes, man, you know, the cop says, I'd like to kill him. I'd like to shoot him. And the female cop laughs with him. I mean, that's not normal. My friend was being polite, wasn't even being mean to him. And they saw the InfoWars sticker, and they're like, you work for Alex Jones, don't you? You work for Alex Jones, don't you? He's like, no, I've done work for him before. Oh, you do. And then they get in the car, and they're so dumb, and he talks about how he'd like to kill him because he didn't want you searching. I mean, what does it come to? It's like they're Blackwater or something, and we're Iraqis. Going to Brett Darrow, Brett, describe the incidents that started all of this, why you started carrying a camera, and those checkpoints they set up on the highways, and then just walk through. You're now being stalked by the police. Break it down for us.
Well, basically, you know, I got stopped at a couple of checkpoints. I just thought it was kind of ridiculous in the middle of the night. I did nothing wrong. I basically had to go along and get along, though, to get out of there without being falsely arrested. And I got a couple traffic tickets I knew I didn't deserve, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to put a camera in my car, and it's going to be the proof of what happens if anything else does happen. So I got stopped at the checkpoint about a year ago, and basically the first question out of the police officer's mouth at the DWI checkpoint was, where are you headed? And I politely said, you know, I don't really want to discuss that with you. Well, he thought that I was questioning his authority or not showing him enough respect, I guess, that he got me out of the car, detained me for almost 20 minutes while he had somebody try to move my car, laughed about not being able to drive a manual transmission, did it anyway, burnt up the clutch a little bit, and just kind of laughed about it. They just thought it was all a big joke. I was also, when I asked if why I was being detained there, they told me I better stop running my mouth before they find a reason to lock me up.
Yeah, that's on tape.
Right. And then so this last time, basically, I get stopped. I pull into a 24-hour commuter lot. It's basically like a 24-hour rest stop or a grocery store or anything. It's public property. It's open at that time of night. It was about 2 a.m. I was there to meet a friend. I passed the police officer as I was pulling in, and as soon as I pulled in, though, he decided he was going to come back there. What I thought at the time, he was just looking for trouble. So I basically go in there, and he comes up to my car and asks, you know, what I'm doing there, and I said, you know, nothing, you know, and he goes, well, can I see your license? And
it turns out you were there to see someone that he even knows.
No, actually, he didn't know them.
Well, you say, I'm here to see such and such, and then he says, oh, my friend.
Yeah, actually, I had just brought up somebody, my neighbor, actually, to work with that police department because he was so irate. I was trying to do anything I could to calm him down before, basically, he hurt me. So I just threw out that, you know, I knew someone.
Okay, see, I was confused watching that video, so go ahead.
Yeah, and so anyway, I basically asked, you know, did I do something wrong? Or, you know, why do you need my ID? And he said I was a suspicious vehicle, and I was like, you know, why? And parked here in a lot that's open, and he got me out of the car. I gave him my ID. I never refused to do that. Then he asked for my insurance card. I asked if I committed a moving violation. He goes, yeah, you did. He says you failed to use your turn signal, which my video clearly shows everything coming up to the commuter lot that I did use my turn signal.
In fact, the blinker's still on and speeding up. That's the ticking in the background.
Right. And basically, that's when he starts to get up closer to me and basically pushed me, or almost pushed me. I was up against my car, and he's up against me, yelling at me, telling me that he's going to make up all these charges.
This is like a drill sergeant routine.
Exactly. And, I'm a citizen in a public area at night. It was kind of ridiculous.
And he says, I can make something up. I can put you in jail. I can show you, boy, who's right.
Exactly. And he's telling me that he's going to charge me with resisting arrest even before he tries to arrest me. And I think of that as, well, that's going to be his excuse to basically rough me up a little bit and say that I resisted arrest.
And then send you to prison for it like that. Oh, by the way, for all the people that were on the Dig message board saying, we haven't seen the whole video, I forgot that. It's in my stack. Drudge finally carried it last night, and he had the Daily News, and it had the sheriff's department that arrested the woman and the three children admitting that the black girl, the little girl, didn't touch any of them, and that the security guard wanted to control the situation, and that's just standard to break someone's arm. And it says she didn't touch him. And the cops say this is okay. He wanted to be in control. He just wanted to feel like he was in control. And so it's admitted that she didn't touch him, and he broke her arm, and now she has been arrested for attacking him. Now, that is pure frame-up, pure false witness, pure evil. In fact, I meant to call Steve Watson, because he's one of them been covering this. That was in the Daily News. I think it's in my stack today. I'll have to find that. But the point is the police say, and their report says, that girl didn't touch him. And then they go tackle a young man who had a camera phone and beat him up and charged him with assaulting him. I mean, cops, It's not good to beat us up or to break our bones for no reason, much less then frame us. We're humans. We have families. We have children. We have parents. We don't deserve our bones broken because you feel like being powerful. You know, the scary part about this, Brett, is that they're now more and more cops are acting like it's normal to frame us and normal to beat us up. I mean, they said that he wanted her to comply and that he felt like she wasn't complying and picking up all the cake and that he wanted to, quote, control her, so he broke her arm. See, it's all about, I'm going to taser you because you won't answer questions. This is torture.
It is. It's really sad that it's come to this where basically if you don't have the proof either of what's happened, it's their word versus yours, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Continue with what else happened now that he had you cornered yelling at you.
Well, you know, he kept yelling at me, telling me he's going to make up all these charges. I'm just trying to defuse the situation so I can get out of there. Then he sees my camera. He asked me what that's for. You know, I just tell him, I told him that I got lots of cameras in my car. And he goes, well, that's fine. He says, I'll just arrest you and tow your car and rip all your cameras out. So I'm thinking right now, I've definitely got to try to get out of here. Otherwise, he's just going to steal my camera. And that's when I told him that it was uploading to a secure source. It really wasn't at the time, but he bought it.
By the way, that's the next thing. I don't want to say what we do, but for businesses, because most of them aren't going to have scramblers to block it, and cars, it's very inexpensive now. If you've got good shell area, but you want to dial the phone when you do it into the server because they'll break up, they'll fall off, you'll know because a green light will come on. You just hit a button in your car, you got cameras and audio on them, and it is going to a secure server. And I'm frankly trying to have everything installed with this. I only have some things installed with it because I'm literally bristling with surveillance now, counter-surveillance on the enemy op. And that's how we caught the BATF in, I learned about this five, six years ago, the case in Tucson where they came into the reputable gun dealer. He didn't know they just outside the county annexed and done a law for pawn shops, which he wasn't a registered pawn shop. So they came and stole hundreds of guns, and they were stealing them, going, hey, man, I can get $2,000 for this one. Hey, great. No, that one's mine. And it's the criminal BATF arguing over the booty. And, boy, they got in big trouble for that. So, I mean, this is how we're going to beat them, is counter-surveillance. Do you agree?
Yeah, you definitely need to have the proof. Otherwise, like I said, it's just there's nothing you can do. And even if you do have the proof like I do, I'm still being questioned about certain things by the chief, and he's trying to say that I set him up because I had cameras. And I was like, no, it's just because I needed protection.
Now let's expand on this. What did he do once you told him that it was uploading?
Well, he started to basically change his attitude a little bit. He wasn't quite sure if I was being serious or not, but I looked him in the eye and I told him, I said, you know, you go ahead, tow my car. I said, the news will love to see this because you're not going to get the video. And then another police officer arrived and he immediately saw the camera and didn't say hardly one word because he knew everything was being taped. So they, you know, he basically is trying to get along with me a little more, you know, oh, this is why I did this and that, hoping that I don't show the video anywhere, which I already knew at that point I was. But
you did the right thing and told him you weren't.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, you know, we're just going to, you know, that's fine, just let me go, and, you know, I'm just sorry, whatever, if we had a misunderstanding. I just had to get out of there before things got really bad.
Now, since then, tell folks what's happened.
Well, basically, when I uploaded it, the internet people were outraged. It spread across the internet like crazy. Made it to the chief. They had over 500 calls the first day from people that were upset.
And by the way, we weren't giving the number out. We were one of the chief places putting it out. It was just spontaneous anger.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know where it was coming from, but I just know that people were just so upset, and I've gotten thousands of emails from people that have actually gone through similar stuff, either with this officer or just anywhere in the country.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be like Romania. I mean, they can live in their own delusional world all day. The revolution's coming, and they're not going to stop us.
Right. And, you know, so, but I had the video, so basically I had a way to get back against this type of behavior.
I want to hear about your meetings with the chief. I want to hear about what happened to this officer and how you're being stalked. Oh, yes, the conclusion with Brett Darrow, a real hero right up in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas. October 3rd, 2007, gold 733. 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $756.02, $372.80 for half, $186.40 per quarter. That's $756.02, $372.80, and $186.40. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Sing and cry. Well, hello, we am coming. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Torturing you, caterwauling, as I do best. I'm so stupid. Brett Darrow, doing a great job, joins us. All right, so they get 500 calls, hundreds of thousands of views on the web within days, hundreds of versions of the video now up there, I would imagine millions of views. And now these everybody's starting to do this. We've been doing this for more than a decade. It's now spreading coast to coast. What is the well, we'll get into what you think the establishment is going to do now that their torture and corruption and bribery and frame-ups and all this is coming out. Their police state's coming out that their masters told them to carry out. Get into to the police chief. What happened? You said you had a meeting with him. Tell us.
I had a meeting with him the next day after all this really got started. I filed a formal complaint. And I also asked him, I said, you know, can I see the officer's dash cam video? He makes mention to it several times that he's recording the whole entire stop. At that point, the chief told me that the tape was just, they couldn't find it. They didn't know where it was. He didn't know if the officer destroyed it or if he lost it or what happened. He had every other tape from that officer except the one from that night. So thankfully, I had my version of what happened.
But notice you said the chief said you were bad for taping it, but it's good when they tape.
Yeah, it's good when they tape. That's what I told him. I said, you know, if they can tape, then what's wrong with me taping? I said, you know, especially when you have situations like when their tape disappears all of a sudden when something bad happens, you know, it's only used to help them. And so if they do something wrong, that tape's probably not going to be around. So then I went ahead and I filed the formal complaint. Since then, the officer has been fired. There was just so much pressure. It took them about 2 weeks. They voted.
Tell folks the name of the city, the name of the department.
It's St. George Police Department. It's the suburb of St. Louis area. And it's a little town. It's like, I think it's a fifth of a square mile total. 28% of their total revenue comes from traffic tickets. It's just there's no reason to have.
How many officers are on the Boss Hog force there?
I think there's four full-time officers.
Oh. And wasn't this guy like one of the commanders or something?
Yeah, he was actually a sergeant. So if that's the way a sergeant was acting, I don't know how the other officers were acting. Actually, the chief himself has been found guilty of inappropriately using his power back in 2000 to try to solicit sexual favors from a 17-year-old, and now 7 years later, he's a police chief. So it's just there's a lot of corruption.
It's easy. You're a thug. You go get a badge. You're a god.
Yeah. It's hard to get out of how to get people out of there.
Now you've got them outside your house, though.
Yeah. Now they're I've caught them a couple times. They just sit outside my house. I live on a small dead end, quiet street. I don't even have a cul-de-sac to turn around.
Now, is this St. George or is this other gods?
This is actually St. Louis City Police Department, who have posted on a St. Louis area cop talk website about harassing me. They posted a map to my house.
They talked about shooting you in the head,
right.
And now they're at your house.
Yeah, they said they were going to put lead through me and basically put a drop gun to justify shooting me. And, you know, now people said when that was posted, oh, that's not really going to happen. And now when I've got them outside my house, I go out there to film them, and they speed off, make illegal turns, ran a red light trying to get away from the video camera.
Well, you know the answer. You just mount a 24-hour camera there.
Right. I got a security system up in my house.
Let them take the bait.
All right. Yeah, and
they're too stupid to even listen to the show and worry about it, though.
Yeah, I know. I doubt they are.
They think it's normal to frame people and break arms and do all this.
Yeah.
See, that's what's sick about it. It's not normal to break a little girl's arm for no reason when she didn't touch you. I can't believe the cops in California said, oh, it's normal to do that. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I think they've gone crazy. And they're mad at us that we don't want to be searched anymore, and we don't want to be prodded and bossed around anymore, and that we're tired of it. And by the way, it makes all the good cops look bad. I mean, most cops are not complete. I mean, most cops pull me over are polite and nice and do their job. But I still get pulled over sometimes, and they're like nuts, man. They'll stop over, start yelling at you, and I'm like, I was going 5 miles over the limit. What's going on here, officer? Don't you talk back to me! I'm like, what on? I'm like, let's get something straight right now. You think you're in control of this situation, and you are in control of it. But if you get out of control, you're not going to be in control of it. You're going to get in a lot of trouble. Now, leave me alone right now. All right, a few more minutes with you on the other side. I want to hear where this is going. They're on the web saying they'd like to murder it and plant guns, posting maps to his house. Now they're there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The so-called conservatives that bury everything that we get posted on dig.com, D-I-G-G.com. Again, number 40-something on the web. Millions of potential readers for Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm able to go to their personal sections, and they're bragging how they have defeated the veteran removes illegal Mexican flag, may be charged. Again, they're all pro-war neocons, and they we're noticing they kill immigration stories. See, these are government ops, folks. A real conservative, even a deluded one, would not do that. There may be some way to beat them if masses of people go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.net and even sign up to dig. It takes about a minute or two. Become a dig member and then go in there and dig it. That is, vote it up to the main page. Now, we've got to get 500 digs to get on the main page. Regularly, something with about 100 digs in an hour will get up there. But, see, they have moderators. The moderators also jerk our stuff down. They call it spam. All the hundreds of major national stories we've broken, all the information, we are spam. MySpace admits they censored us. They claim they've taken our censorship down. They haven't. They're censoring now basically all 9/11 truth. We are censored by Wikipedia. We are censored by Dig. Any chink in the armor. We need to start using Facebook. We haven't tried that yet. And look, I mean, this, we're trying to get the word out here. We're trying to expose how the illegal aliens are running up, taking down American flags all over the country, stomping on them, or putting Mexican flags on top of American flags. If the word gets out, we can stop it. But we can't, because there's censors everywhere. All I'm trying to do is defend this country and our liberties and freedoms. I don't hate illegal aliens. I don't hate cops. I don't hate any of you. I'm tired of you urinating all over the country. I'm tired of you running all over me and saying you hate me and saying I'm your slave. I'm not. Brett Darrow, any other points you want to add, anything you want to say? I mean, it got picked up by local newspapers. It is confirmed that it's the cop posting website. They said, here's his house. Let's go kill him, shoot him in the head, plant a gun on him. And now, repeatedly, they've been right in front of your house. You come out, they speed off. You got that on video. You're in grave danger. Now, you know that. These people are mentally ill, and they will kill. What are you? I mean, have you called the St. Louis Department and said, please don't kill me? Or what are you doing?
I mean, I contacted the FBI about the threats, and they basically blew me off. They didn't. They said that they were too worried about other things, like terrorism was their main concern right now, and they really didn't care about it. And I'm just kind of like, well, what do I do now? I said, you know, this is, I've got the proof of it, and this is all just because I wanted to basically assert my basic constitutional rights.
Well, you were very polite at the first checkpoint. You go, oh, here's another checkpoint. You know, you turn the camera on, oh, here's, and there's all these flashing lights, and they're stopping everybody. It's a major highway, and you're just like, man, I don't want to answer your question. I'm just going down the road. All right, buddy, get out. You know, we could set you up. Then they mess your car up and laugh about it. It's like 30 minutes long. And then you're sick of it. You're sick of it. You're not a slave.
That's right, and you know, I just want, I've got the camera. It's not like I'm going out and trying to start trouble, and that's what a lot of people are saying. But I tell them, you know, asserting your constitutional rights is not starting trouble. It's what everybody should be doing.
Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice.
Right.
In fact, silence when it comes to the defense of liberty is not golden, it's yellow. Well, I mean, I can't believe so-called conservatives are blocking us on Dig so that people can't find out they're flying Mexican flags over American flags and openly saying, because this is Mexico. I mean, why? It's the very same law and order types that got federally laws passed where if you touch a cop where they say you did, you get 10 years in prison, and then now the cops can frame everybody. I mean, it's I don't know why they hate this country so much. Brett, where do you see this going?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I could see them actually killing me just because basically I'm standing up for my rights, and they don't like it. They think that I'm messing with their system, and that makes them very upset.
Well, it's a game, and it's just like if you told the East Side Vatos they couldn't shake down shopkeepers in East Austin, they'd probably burn down your business or put a cap in you. And you've messed with the East Side locos, basically, and they want to let you know, hey, I joined to have power and beat people on the head, and we don't like you surveilling us, boy. I mean, they said they're going to kill you. They said they're going to plant a gun on you. They said, here's the map, and now they're at your house. How many times, I know you've caught them on tape a couple times, how many times have they been parked out front of your house?
That I've seen three. My parents have seen a couple times. I also talked to my neighbors who are out pretty often, and they said they've seen a definite increase in police activity since this all happened. All times of the day, during the night, so.
Yeah, they may be waiting to follow you and get you out and have their way with you. And they're so dumb, they're going to end up going to prison if they kill you. But they've done this before. They kill police chiefs that fire them. I mean, they kill other cops that blow the whistle on them or try to. I mean, they're just nuts. It's probably a minority of the officers, too. But the others won't stop them.
It is, and I've gotten lots of emails from police departments, from other police officers across the country. So thank you for getting this officer off the street. We don't want police officers like that. But then there's just a few that I assume they do the same type of thing, and they're kind of scared that they're going to be caught next. So that's why I'm a threat to them, basically.
Well, it's very inexpensive now. You can put a hard drive with a power pack or have somebody install it. It costs a couple hundred bucks, a 20, 30-gig hard drive, You get one of these. Well, I mean, describe how you, I guess you haven't wired it up for wireless transmission. A cell phone, $25 a month, hooked into it with a cell pack that they've got on the laptops. You could do this. You could do it for $1,000. You could do it where it wouldn't be guaranteed. And I mean, if you're going to do this, you want it to really work for $300, $400. I would spend $1,000 and install it. Do you know how to put in a wireless system?
Well, I'm working with some people to actually maybe get something together. I've had so many people request this because of similar situations, and
Well, I mean, you know about the systems that plug into your laptop, and then there's a camera wired out of it, and then it transmits out.
Yeah.
And then you just got to have a server data dump point that is, you know, grabbing it as it comes down. You got to test it and make sure it's working right and tweak it.
That's right. I mean, you can just, you know, there's a few different ways, and I'm looking into them, and I think that's going to be the way that people are going to need to protect themselves, is to have video that's not available for the police officers to steal.
Well, that's what Loose Change, that's what We Are Change folks do, and that's how they were wiring it out when the cop said, I'll plant bombs on you, or I'll say you've got bombs. I know you don't have bombs, but I'm going to say you've got bombs. And, I mean, they're saying this on video. I mean, that's how nuts they are. They think, he got fired, by the way. They think it's normal to say, I'll plant bombs on you. I mean, how crazy is that?
It's scary, really, when you think about it.
And they're nuttier than fruitcakes. You're not allowed to break a little girl's arm if she didn't lick your boots. You're not allowed. I mean, this is craziness. They're crazy. I know I keep saying that, Brett. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, just I'm pretty sure I'll have some more video from them doing something else here, because I just know I can just feel the tension from them and me. It's getting bad, and I assume they're going to do something, so I'm going to make sure it's on tape.
Well, I wouldn't go out until you've got a wireless unit.
Oh, I know. Like I said, I've already got a system on this. All I'm going to say, really, is that I'm protected right now as far as cameras are concerned.
If you did it maybe five times with a tail down the street, you could probably catch them. That's the best way, is with a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops get in between you and the tail, and you catch them that way.
Definitely.
Oh, man. You are in trouble. You know that. But they can't get us all, and they can't stop us all from videotaping them. And you notice how they dig their hole deeper? They can't just stop. Now they've got to harass you and stalk you.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know why they're doing it. They know, you know, I've got national attention on me, and then they're going to go out and do something like this when they know that I can just quickly go to the media, and, you know, it's been aired several places nationally, you know, of them doing this. It's like, you think they would at least wait a couple months to do something like this. They just, I don't know, they're not thinking at all.
Well, they're so used to everybody cowering and shaking in fear. And that creates a drunkenness.
It is, and that's what they've been trying to do with me, but that's not going to work.
Were there any little threats while you were at the department of, you better drop this, you better shut up? Or?
Well, it's just, you know, they were telling me that it wasn't any direct threats, but it was just kind of insinuated, you know, you shouldn't be going out and videotaping police officers because, you know, it's just not good, and that could cause problems.
Amazing. Meanwhile, the Mayor Bloomberg says they're going to put up millions of cameras, watch everything you do, and it's ridiculous if you don't like it. They're going to put cameras in the school bathrooms, the school rooms, surveil everybody with the smallest thing, throw the book at your child, but then don't aim cameras at us. Oh, no. How ridiculous is that?
It is. If they're not doing anything wrong, they shouldn't have anything to worry about. It's the same thing they tell us.
It's sick. It's sick beyond belief. Okay, Brett Daro, I want to thank you for coming on the show today, and I want to thank you for your dedication and everything that you have done, my friend. And just keep it up. And please contact my office if anything happens. We've got, you know, pretty good size listenership, but the key is they're active men and women who love freedom and hate tyranny, and we will come to your support. And I want to tell the police that if they do hurt you or kill you, that they're going to end up going to prison. There's too much attention. And somebody needs to contact the St. Louis police. Is it East St. Louis or St. Louis?
It's the city of St. Louis police now that are outside of my house.
Yeah, that if they kill you, they're going to end up going to prison. And I think the problem is they'll get out of control. They're like mad dogs. And they won't realize what they do. But you just be careful, my friend. You be real careful.
Oh, thanks for having me.
God bless you. We're going to get an article out on this and hopefully call for them not to kill him. I'd say 20% chance they'll kill him. I mean, if this was Arkansas, it'd be 50% chance. They love killing you in Arkansas. They just kill, kill, kill. It's so sick. Here's his house. Let's go kill him. Now there's cops there every day. And I've seen the video. He walks out and they just speed off. And they're parked right in front of his house at a dead end, staring at him with pure hatred. He says they just stare at him. You can't really pick it up on camera. I'm going to get you. I mean, what is wrong with you? We're not here to be abused by you. We're not here to be your slaves. I just can't believe that the Dick Berry Brigade doesn't even want people to know that major businesses in Reno are flying the Mexican flag above the American flag. Businesses all over the country are doing it. And they just don't want that known. They just want that buried. Because their Lord George Bush is for it. And I just can't believe that they get to engage in their censorship and get to win, win, win over and over again and stopping us from getting the word out. We did get a dig in. And I got hundreds of thousands of readers because of it. Just on Infowars.net Friday, because we got one through their defenses. But we used to get one through every day. Now it's like every month. If you all go join DIGG, DIGG.com, it's got to be fast DIGGs. At about 9:30, 10 in the morning, when Paul updates, you take those two or three key articles, you dig those up. You take Jones Report articles, you do it. By the way, the enemy listens. They've got all these talks I do posted. They all team up, and they're for Abu Ghraib. They have sites saying that's great. Sites saying nuke Iran's good. They're for immigration. They believe global warming's man-made. It's got to be government ops. They're for every government policy. I can't believe these are real just misguided conservatives. It cannot be. Because it's not just us. They don't let anti-global warming stuff out. They don't let anti-torture stuff out. They don't let anything against corrupt cops out. They don't let anything decent, anything pro-America. It's just nothing but party line. Global warming's real. Global warming by man is real. Alex Jones needs to be arrested. Ha, ha, ha. They're truly sick individuals, truly sick individuals. I haven't plugged any sponsors today. I haven't plugged really anything today, and that's why we're in danger of not being able to pay people around here if I don't do this. Plus, these are great sponsors. These are wonderful people. eFoods Direct, J. Michael Stevens Group, is the best storable foods company out there. They've been around for 26 years, the longest continual operating company. The meals are 50% bigger than the USDA says. That is, they are 50% more calories than what they claim you need. Really high quality. This is high quality stuff, not with a bunch of preservatives or junk in it. They got 2 month supplies, 6 month supplies, year supplies. Really inexpensive, great value. eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com, or the giant banners on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. You can't miss it. Or give them a call. They can send you a brochure, answer your questions. They're wonderful people. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. And then there's also the great folks at Interfood. I take Interfood now almost every day. I do forget a couple days a week. In fact, I didn't take it yesterday. I need to take it today. It's the best green food I found out there. I'm going to be honest. I went and bought some of the really expensive green foods at Whole Foods and places, and they make me get a stomachache or a headache. I don't know why. They have like 50 ingredients. This is just 20 plant and herbs, but mainly plants, vegetables, and fruits. And it doesn't taste bad in juice, whereas the other stuff did, but it's still got the algae and the things you need in there. It's just amazing, and the whole office is taking it. I think I've seen everybody taking it and liking it, sneaking off with it. I think the whole office. I know Aaron takes it every day. I know Rob's taking it. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you and get 10% off. Tell them you want to order in bulk, get 20% on top of that. ENERfood.com is the website. Banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that say Enter Food take you directly to a subpage where you get the 10% off immediately without having to call. Or 866-762-9238 or EnterFood.com. Wonderful folks as well. And then Paul said he's getting it up. I don't know if it's up yet. He could have got tickets the last couple of days. Yeah, it's up now. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com and look at the banner at the top, you can go there and link through to the Alamo Draft House and buy tickets before it sells out. I'm going to have three showings, October 24th, 5th, and 6th at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Then three more showings in November, and then that is it. That is it. You want to see it cinematically in the theater, and I'm sure here and there around the country people are going to show it, or I'll show it. But for Austin, that's it for now. People beg for this to come back. If you want the tickets, you can go to the Alamo Draft House and get them. And I'd get them now. I mean, they always sell out a few days before. All right, we'll be right back. Final segment, final news.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
You know, I get so busy on the show covering news, covering topics, and I forget to announce really big things.
I hurt my
If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com right now, we have the official trailer for Endgame. Rob's sister was having a baby, so he was gone the last few weeks. He had a bunch of vacation built up anyways. He was also double working. he was doing both things, working and visiting with family in New York, and getting all the footage from We Are Change for a film we're making. But I'm already digressing. Point is that we'd made a few trailers around here in the office, Aaron and I, and we'd taken the intro from the film and made a trailer out of that. This is the official trailer. This is an awesome trailer. You know, the other unofficial trailers have gotten like 100,000 plus views and stuff on YouTube alone. Go to InGameTheMovie.com. You can watch it in super high res. But right now it's up on YouTube. I'm asking you get this out to everybody. They can't censor that for now. All new official InGame trailer. It's 2 minutes long. Here's the audio from it right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated form of it can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I be in?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane and you and Nick, they interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Oh, yeah. It's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just go watch the trailer. People all over YouTube keep asking, where's that music from? Where's that music from? I paid to have it all composed. We made it all. The film. I mean, we're getting more and more professional here. I always bought the audio beforehand, but I'd buy those, you know, music library stuff you get to use, the copyright free, and pay for it. I mean, this I went and had this composed. I had all this made. That took months. By the way, there's going to be a soundtrack for the film. Graham Reynolds is doing that. The all-new official in-game trailer is up there. In-game. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. You have been warned. What are you going to do about it? Get in there, get this trailer, and get it out to the four corners of Earth. And let the people know. And don't let the media and the neocons and the fake liberals stop you from seeing the illegal aliens hail the death of this country. We're unstoppable if we simply take action. You missed the first or second hour of this transmission. It's about to restart at InfoWars.com. We restream it 24/7. I want to thank all of you out there. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.